The Smoker's Lounge production presents
The Creep Side.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Creep Side. I'm your host DJ. Tonight's story was written, performed, edited, posted, and finalized and mixed by yours truly, DJ. So, without further ado, from the novel written by myself, this is the story of The Interview. Listen and enjoy. Where am I? It's so dark. It's so quiet. Why am I sitting in the chair? Hello? Is there anybody out there?
Yes, Alan Whitman, wasn't it? How are you doing, young man? I trust that you are well.
Who the fuck is that? Who's there? I swear I didn't do anything.
Oh, my mistake. How thoughtless of me. Let's shine some light on this.
Oh shit, oh shit. Silver desk. 5'10", a white male, no facial scar, medium black hair, small curly mustache, black eyes. What the fuck, black eyes? Last seen wearing a brown duster over a yellow polo and black Dickies, flat creased in the middle. Brown wingtip shoes, deep soothing voice, and...
What are you doing, my dear man? Have you gone mad already?
No, you son of a bitch. It's one of the first things we teach kidnapped victims in the academy. That's right. You stole the wrong motherfucker. I am a police chief, you dipshit. My boys will be here any minute to bust your ass. Let me go, and I'll be sure the only ass-whooping you get is from the court, you shit.
Oh my, you still haven't figured it out yet, have you? Well, Chief Allen, let's get to why you are here. Just let me pull out my list here. Yes. Let's start with how you threw your old chief under the bus during a high-stakes sex trafficking ring and had the whole thing pinned on him. Not very nice, I'm afraid. Oh, and we can discuss the fact that at said event, you went from rookie to detective overnight. How fortunate is it? But unfortunate for the young men you have thrown into jail while planting drugs on them to further push your career. And what was the comment you said to your short-lived partner who discovered you? It doesn't matter, they were niggers. Oh my, Alan, such prejudice towards a community based on skin color. I'm afraid I haven't even begun yet.
Oh, I see what this is. What are you, FBI? Interpol? Which section do you work for? I didn't do any of those things. I put bad guys in jail. I make this city a safer place to live. I am a goddamn hero. Do you have any idea what will happen to you if you try to pin any of this on me? The public will be furious and will have your ass. Torch and pitchforks. Torch and pitchforks, motherfucker!
Yes, well, I can assure you I am none of those things. Let's continue, shall we? Your ex-wife. No, you know, the one that died in her sleep. We both know the truth that you killed her. One quick injection and she dies peacefully. Let's discuss why you did that, shall we?
How the fuck did you know that? How long have you been following me? I'll kill you, motherfucker. Uncuff me and let go, you fucking pussy!
Alan, sir, you are not shackled in a mortal way. Think of it more of a spiritual sense. Like the guilt of all your sins slowly sitting on your lap. You are more than welcome to stand up at any time you want and leave. providing, of course, you can lift the guilt above your head and walk with it on your soul. Are you strong enough to do that, Alan?
What are you? Why am I here? What is this?
Finally, you've asked the questions that require an answer. I have many names, but you may call me Satan, or Old Scratchin. I do like that one. You're here because the illegal raid on a downtown warehouse got you shot. And this is hell. Oh, Alan, it was all obvious, you dullard.
But, I'm a hero. I saved lives. And how dare you judge me? Isn't the old saying only God can judge me? Last I checked, Daddy kicked you out of his house because you threw a temper tantrum because he made me in his image. So from the image of Daddy, go fuck yourself.
Ha ha! That's right! Alan, God may have made you in his image, but much like Daddy himself, neither can face themselves in the mirror, knowing their true image is staring back. I was the exception. Plus, I didn't make you do those horrible things. I claimed your soul when you decided that the flesh of the innocent was more tempting than flesh of the mayor. Oh dear, you look stunned. Let me spell it out. Your soul was mine when you decided to fuck your daughter while your wife watched in disgust from the bedroom door. You know, the door to your daughter Emily's room? So let's recap. You're a child rapist, a liar, a murderer, woman abuser, an embezzler, and so on and so on. So, for you to sit there and judge me as laughable, compared to you, I am a saint. I'm only guilty for knowing and accepting what I am.
Is this punishment for my sins? Because you have to step up your game, you dickless coward.
My good man, this isn't your eternal torture. This is your job interview. You see, demons here were not merely conjured up by me. I have to recruit them and, well, convince them that they have a new purpose. Something larger than themselves. I saw your resume and, I had to speak with you myself.
Fuck you and the sky you fell from. I can take whatever punishment you can throw at me. In life, I was the baddest motherfucker. And in death, I am the baddest motherfucker.
In death, you are a spineless worm! Alan, understand, while I have your soul, which is for the rest of eternity, I control how much you feel. Your torture, your very existence belongs to me. Sign this contract and you will have that freedom once more.
I can't sign. I'm a good person. I uphold the law.
The law of man has no bearing on the soul. So, good person, in your own opinion, the man who stole bread to feed his starving family is just as bad as the man who fucked his daughter. Yet, Alan, I've never seen you at a bakery. Pathetic attempt at superiority. Sign the contract and become Ulzog, demon of fault. Rise to punish those whom have faulted you.
Fine, I'll sign. Just stop with this interview. I can't take it. Make me a demon. Be the best fucking demon in your black army.
Wonderful. Looks like everything is in order. We'll get your shift starts in about 100 years' time. As per the contract, you must pay your debt of your sins. Oh, don't look so bothered. Just think of it this way. When you're done paying your debt, it'll be around the same time your wife has paid yours. Perhaps you can find love in the dark. Toodles, Ellen. What? See you in 100 years.
Thank you for listening to The Creepside, brought to you by yours truly, DJ. That took a lot to edit. I've been sitting behind my computer for about 5 hours now. Well, hopefully you like, subscribe, and just listen to us on Spotify and obviously support your local artist. But until then...
The world has always had a creep side. We are here to show it to you.